100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. Finally found a USB port to put this microphone into. Moved a few things around. That kind of thing. Anyway, this is Lawrence Simon, the host of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Things are a little better. If you want a health report, the filling that the previous dentist screwed up or whatever will probably be replaced with a crown. If I don't eat a lot of certain things, I feel better. And my weight is finally coming down again. I haven't done my walk for the morning, but I was out walking on the path and I had my headphones on and this guy, old guy on a bike in racing gear, and it's like, really? Even toe clips? I mean, come on. And he got angry because I couldn't hear him behind me. And I don't know if bikes have the right of way on the paths or people, or I don't know. Paths aren't exactly good for biking, but if they are, I'm sorry. And if they aren't, I mean, what do you mean, there are plenty of bike paths on the streets, and they're wide, unlike, say, West Park in Houston, where most of the bike path would be taken up by a sewer grate every few hundred feet. So, and they were always full of trash. Anyway, this is the 100 Word Stories weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories after I get rambling. And we got a lot of stories this week. It's good that Lisa's back, and we've got Tangent Fox, Rose, however you want to be known, hopefully you're known. and there's, and Tom, I think, is back. You got people coming back. You know, they take a break, they come back, they join up. I'm glad to have the new people giving a try. And if it's from that article in Blueberry, thanks to the folks at Blueberry. I'm not very good at interviews anymore. If I don't want to ramble, I get pretty quiet and I just go yes, no, yes, no. And that's why I made the comments about Salinger. And it's like, I'm just not, I write and I just, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm an author, is what he said. And the comments on, you know, all these horrible, funny inspirations, people, you know, being less whacked out than Burroughs. I mean, come on. So, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. You see, that's why I'm no good at these things. Anyway, let's get on with the weekly challenge. I probably should say the topic, which is blood test. So, get out your Bunsen burners. Let's light it up.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called 6 Months. It wasn't the result anyone would have wanted, but there it was, unquestionable. She shunned all treatment, feeling if it was her time to go, she should leave with grace. She contemplated speeding things up, but didn't want to leave anyone a mess. She swapped a Netflix series for a brisk walk, a pint for a green smoothie, stopped smoking and started yoga. And so, 6 months turned to 16, turned to 60. She survived decades, then died as she crossed the road, while engrossed in an article about a blood test mix-up in her area all those years ago. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's Richard. and this is called Bloods. I swear that when you reach a certain age, it gives doctors a license to prescribe a whole range of medicines they've been itching to give you for years. So, they ask you to pop in for a blood test. A simple blood test. Nothing to worry about, just routine. Give us a call in a week and we'll have your results. Those results, once you reach that magic age, open the floodgates to a catalogue of woes. Diabetes, heart problems, cholesterol, cancer, you name it, and you've probably got it. Not me. I switched my son's samples for mine. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello again. It's been many years since I submitted anything. I think I last used the name Tangent, which is what I'm using now, but long before that I went by Guard13007. I wonder if anyone recognizes me. The world was due for a cancer screening. A century prior, it had barely survived. From the fallout, symptoms were documented, and as the years of testing passed, the world was content that it would not return. Attention turned to its autoimmune disease. If left untreated, fever would come and kill. A screening was missed while the autoimmune treatment plan was drafted, but the symptoms were minor, and the world was content. The cancer, it turns out, had returned. Its presence accelerated the autoimmune disease, and the fever had started. The world is dying, but it has survived worse. Have hope. Yeah, this week has had bad news. I think we will all get through it, though.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
To give them their due, they were very thorough. They took swabs, they dusted for prints, they took hundreds of high-resolution photographs, and they found nothing. Just the blood test to go. I held my breath and waited as they sprayed luminol over every surface they could find. They turned on the black lights and still found nothing. Not a smear, not a spot, not even the slightest indication of blood anywhere. I'd done my job well, and if they couldn't find any sign of the murders, I was pretty certain there was no chance of them finding the bodies.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. She was in the tub. Went for a swim, someone joked. The blood test was inconclusive. Are you sure it was a person? He nodded. Melted in that tub, someone joked. It wasn't funny. Where did he get the blood from then? The wall. Plenty of it. The acid took care of the rest. And now? Now it was in their hands. That's why you're cops, he said. I'm just the coroner. Well, the blood wasn't hers. It was his. That damn pocket knife he used to slit her throat first. Good thing no one noticed that he kept saying she. And this is my story for this week. Taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 968 with the prompt of blood test. Well, I am about day number 8 into NaNoWriMo this year, if NaNoWriMo org exists at all. I'm at about 32,000 words, so I'm doing along pretty good. Anyway, here's my story. Linoleum Amanda, her mother, and Bilbert waited in the front lobby of the hospital, while they admitted Mr. Withybottom. The nurse told them it would be an hour or more before he got his blood test, x-rays, and possibly an MRI of his head. So they might as well get comfortable. A group of teenage volunteers surrounded a small table, chatting and waiting for their turn to push a patient or carry flowers to a room. They were mostly girls, and Bilbert considered how some were very shapely, like Sabrina, while others had hardly any shape at all, more like Linoleum Amanda. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And last week I had a galactic senior moment. Just plain forgot I had not recorded a story. My bad. So here it be. Prompt of safe. Title: Often Discovery is Less Than Amazing. It was discovered in a remote corner of Anatolia. Bronze geared, festooned with lapis lazuli. After cursory inspection, a sweeping claim was made. This was the world's oldest safe. X-rays of the interior, while clearly showing all the working parts, didn't offer a clue how to open. In the heart of the safe was a single sheet of parchment. 10 years of exploring different methodologies, the safe finally swung open. The parchment took another 10 years to decipher. Seems the glyphs on the parchment were the combination to the safe. It ended up in a museum, and the parchment was taped to the side. Story 2. There can only be one. Two walk in. One walks out. Imagine the duel in Dune. Two forms circling, muscles coiled like steel springs. A fury of jabs failing to hit the mark. Glancing blows drawing no blood. Sweat rolling off arms. Finally, a counter move brings the point to the skin of the neck, but not quick enough. With a roll to the right and dropping to one knee, she finds the tiniest of opening. She jabs and presses the plunger. Red fills the crystal chamber. The crowd screams. It is over. The blood test has been fulfilled. This is one hell of a nursing school. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I order a lot of things online, and I get a lot of packages. On recycling day, there's a stack of cardboard boxes and padded envelopes on the corner. Sometimes I mail things out. Warranty cards, returns, test my doctor orders for this or that. Most tests I take at the corner clinic, but some are tests I can smear some blood on a card and mail back to the lab. Most bill my insurance, others take a credit card. One lab requires that I write checks. If they can't process a credit card, how will they process my blood?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of blood tests. So I'm sure that all those celebrity people who were going to send in stories this week are too busy packing to go to Canada. Otherwise their words are just as empty as they were in 2016, 2000, 2004. Only they're telling you what to do. Do what you think is right and do good for folks. If casting a vote is nothing compared to being good to people and living a good life and helping others. make a difference. Anyway, and you're probably wondering, who did you vote for? One, I find that kind of crass, considering that it's a whatever, and there are polls and blah, blah, and all that. And my answer to the polls is, whoever Zogby says is going to win, it's the reverse. Which one? James, John? They're the same. Is there any real difference? Just angry people out there. I mean, and I'm watching headlines and postmortems and all that, and it's just, people are going, ooh, who did you vote for? And I'm like, I'm not going to say, and you'll never figure it out. Even though if you read the content of the story, oh, it must be one of them, or hey, it must be one of them. Think about it. Look at how fucked up and crazy some of them are, and maybe you'll get an idea. But you probably won't. Anyway, I've rambled enough. Thank you for being a part of this, and welcome to the new folks and returning folks, and people who just keep on creating what this means to you. Cool. I mean, sometimes it's just a chore on Sunday mornings, and sometimes it's something cool to do. After 968 of the weekly challenges and thousands of the... Well, I did get them in for the week, last week, so for once. Getting better, I think. Although, I'm trying to wean off of the sleeping pills. And last night, I guess I was okay, although you gotta wake up to go to the bathroom. I mean, come on, when you're in your 50s. God knows what I'm gonna have to do in my 60s if I make it. Anyway, thanks to everyone, and as always, keep it brief.